Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Your ghost hosts for this episode are myself, Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
As always, please, please remain calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Gentlemen, we are 1 week away from Thanksgiving 2017.
Unbelievable. Time flies.
I'm ready for some deep fried turkey.
I'm ready for turkey in any form that they want to serve it. Maybe not a live turkey, but as opposed to that, I'm ready for turkey.
My favorite are the stuffed eggs. Of course, you can get that anytime around. But
deviled eggs?
Deviled eggs. That's one of my favorites. I love deviled eggs.
Stuff an egg with anything and all.
Yes. Yeah. And turkey and dressing. And that's one of the big highlights of school is...
Oh, school lunch. That's a great day. Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. If you're not a teacher... You're involved in the school system.
You need to quit your job and work for the school system so you can have Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
In the cafeteria. It's fantastic. This is episode 11. Thanks Disving. Is that the name of it, guys?
So we've made it one after 10.
Yes, we've made it past 10.
We
hope you enjoyed our 10 time-saving tips, and we thank you, those of you who have already shared your number one with us. We'll be sharing that with you in a future episode. So, that being said, Derek, this is Thanksdisving. Is that correct?
I'm not even going to try to say it.
Thanksdisving.
You can't even say it.
And you, as the listener, may
greatness. So
you, the listener, you, the listener, may be asking, "What is Thanksdisving?" This is the first annual holiday event. It's kind of like Festivus, Derek. It's the first annual holiday event in which we do what, Craig?
Well, we're going to give you our things that we're thankful for. And we got a little special twist at the end, as always.
The things at Disney World that we're thankful for.
Yeah.
And some maybe a little bit of advice about Thanksgiving at Walt Disney World. A lot of people choose to visit Disney World at Thanksgiving.
My condolences.
And so
it's one of the busy
times. A lot of
times,
people. So Derek has some information here to share with us. If you are at Disney World during the Thanksgiving holiday and you're looking for the classic Thanksgiving dinner, Derek... What restaurants at the World Resort serve that?
In the resorts outside the parks first, we'll look at, you can get it at Gico and Sanaa, Cape May Cafe, Trattoria Al Forno down on the boardwalk, California Grill, Chef Mickey's, The Wave, Mickey's Backyard Barbecue, Trails End, Grand Floridian Cafe, Narcoozie's, Olivia's over at Old Key West, Boat Rights at Port Orleans Riverside. Highly recommended restaurant. That's a hidden gem for me. The Turf Club, that's at Saratoga. And over at the Swalfin.
The Swalfin. The Fresh Swan and Dolphin?
Yes, the Fresh Mediterranean Market, Garden Grove, and Il Molino.
Wow.
Whispering Canyon, Captain's Grill.
Where can you for sure get it anytime? The park's open.
Liberty Tree Tavern.
That's right.
Just about every day of the week.
Craig, Derek gave us a hard time about Thanksdisving, but he can come up with words like swalfin.
Yeah.
And we're okay with that.
Yeah.
I kind of threw up in my mouth a little bit when I said it. Now, in the parks, it is a little less available. So at Animal Kingdom, you can get it at Tusker House, Hollywood Studios, at the Brown Derby, at Hollywood Brown Derby, sorry.
Just a quick question. You may not know. Is there a twist on Thanksgiving dinner at those places? Because, like, during the countries and... Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't know.
I don't know that every country in Epcot will celebrate Thanksgiving. You wouldn't think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what it's like.
But maybe it is available at Acreshoes.
No, that's not what you called it last time.
That
was it.
Maybe in one place, instead of turkey, they serve buzzard.
Turkey buzzard?
In Turkey, do they
serve turkey buzzard? Late Show with David Letterman. No takers. Okay, I remember that. Anyways,
Beer Garden, Le Cellier, Coral Reef, Rosen Crown, And the Magic Kingdom, Cinderella's Royal Table, and Liberty Tree Tavern.
I would have never guessed you could find Thanksgiving in that many different places at Disney.
Disney, I mean, they do great with pretty much any holiday. They don't really do any Thanksgiving decorating.
Most of their decorating is already at Christmas.
Yes.
So yep.
they have been in full-fledged Christmas swing since the beginning of this month. So as Craig said and alluded
as
to,
all of America.
Yes, we've made the transition. But for better or for worse, do you have your Christmas tree up, Craig?
It's been up. We put it up a week ago.
Do you have yours up, Derek?
No.
We've got ours up.
I'm the disappointment in the group.
Matthew's has been up, though, since last year, I think.
That's false. My mom's has.
Okay.
But she changes it with the seasons. She's got Thanksgiving decor on it right now.
It's one of those. And a lot of people celebrate, I mean, keep their stuff up all year round because it's about becoming a year-round thing. I mean, right after Halloween, boom.
Bam.
Marketing.
As Craig mentioned earlier, we're going to take this Thanksgiving episode to share with you some of the things that we're thankful for at the Walt Disney World Resort. Feel free to chime in on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram with your thoughts on this topic. We'll start with Craig. Craig, what are you thankful for at Walt Disney World?
I am thankful because Disney is a family-friendly environment. I mean, you can take kids of all ages there, and it is enjoyable. This sounds cliche, but it does make dreams come true. I mean, it's a magical place for all ages of kids, all ages of adults, and you really don't have to worry about sheltering your kids. A lot of places you go to, you worry about what they're going to see, what they're going to hear. Disney is a safe place, and it's an enjoyable experience for your family. And with that, the memories that are made. I mean, I've seen my kids, as I mentioned before, grow up at Disney, and those memories and those pictures will last me till the day I die because of just the experiences that we got to see and I got to spend with them and we got to experience together as a family. You can do that anywhere, but Disney just amps it up so many levels, and it's just such a unbelievable and memorable experience.
Well, that'll do it here for episode 11 of the... I mean, what else do you say, Derek? How do you follow that? I think you pretty much took everything.
It encompasses everything.
Yes. Done that. Yeah. That's as good of an answer as...
Diesel. Okay, now we're done.
Derek will never die. Craig, I echo everything that you said.
Especially
bravo.
The diesel.
Well stated. Especially the diesel. Derek, what about you? What are you thankful for at Disney World?
I think building on experiences, I look at the cast members. Because for us, they can either be good or be bad. I mean, that's just part of it. Everybody has good days and bad days, but for the most part, Disney cast members are phenomenal at their jobs and really try to go out of their way to make your trip enjoyable, especially the ones in the resorts. I think they typically, you get to spend the most one-on-one time with them, and I know when we were checking into the Polynesian with Boone, woman checking us in was just overtaken with him and wound up giving him a little, what's that animal called that we hate? Stitch.
Stitch.
They gave him a little plush Stitch.
So you loved that.
So, yeah. I don't mind it when Stitch can't talk and burp on me.
And he's free.
And he was free. Yeah. So I'm thankful to have the cast members that Disney does a good job at.
And they're always trained. As I mentioned before, I did the backstage tour, and that's one of the things they told us, because they kind of tell you their model of what they do, and one of the things is to make everyone have an enjoyable experience. So I've seen them in different ways. You walk in the park, you'll be with your son or your daughter, and like especially with the daughter, they'll say, "Hello, princess." And I mean, it's just making a magical experience for the kids. And you're right, the cast members, and Disney does a great job of training those cast members to make you, it's almost like Chick-fil-A, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always their pleasure to serve you.
Yeah.
So Disney is right with that. I mean, they're so happy to be there. And Derek said they have good days and bad days, but you rarely see that at Disney.
Mm-hmm. You know, the cast members are as much of a character as Mickey Mouse is at Walt Disney World. Just the part that they play, and a lot of times it goes unnoticed. We all have those cast member experiences. I remember it was the last time we ever got to see the electrical parade in Magic Kingdom. Bruin was talking to a lady. They struck up a conversation, talked for 3 or 4 minutes, and then she said, hey, why don't you guys follow me? And she took us over to this awesome parade viewing right there in town square. Craig, I believe you were close by.
Right.
But we walked right over there and got to enjoy the electrical parade, getting to sit down. And that was just because a cast member found a connection with our son. And, you know, second, what you all say about the cast members? I'm going to use a little alliteration here. I am thankful for theming. Wherever you go in Walt Disney World, it is all themed to the max to make you feel as if you are in a completely different place, transported to a completely different time, completely different world, whether it's in a theme park, whether it's in a hotel, anywhere on property. It is incredible what the cast members are wearing, the light fixtures, the carpeting, the flooring, the smells. Wherever you are, it is themed to the max, and there are details galore. And there is no other theme park experience in the world that is like that. Disney has found a way to make sometimes waiting in line an enjoyable experience, and that's because of the theming that they provide you with. And I'm thankful that I know when I go to Walt Disney World with my family that we are going to be engulfed in an all-sensory experience getting to enjoy that theming.
The details are unbelievable what Disney does, and I second that. It's just, you go back in time, and that was, you know, the history of the Utilidors and all that. That was what Disney, Walt really wanted different at Walt Disney World as opposed to Disneyland, is to when you walk in a land, you taken back to that. That way you don't see a cowboy in Tomorrowland or, you know, so on and so forth. They put a special emphasis on taking you to that place, and they're so good about that.
Well, I think that'll do it for our first round of Thanks Disving. Derek Craig was thankful for all the perfect stuff that he mentioned. I can't really recap that. For Derek, it's the cast members, and for me, it's the theming. And that all kind of goes hand in hand with each other. And now that we, and hopefully next year we'll still be doing this, we'll have Thanks Disving too, and we can each share something then. So we don't want to take everything up. Now it's time for a first annual award that we're going to give out. Derek, do you know what this award is?
I'm sure it's some other form of alliteration that I'm not going to remember.
Derek's not big on our creative.
Has the trophy come
output.
In yet?
The trophy?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to get it the day after Thanksgiving when it's like 25 cents.
Craig, what award are we giving out today?
Okay. Every year when you sit down at Thanksgiving, there's always one thing on the table that's going to be there. And it's going to be in the shape. Most of the time, it's in the shape of a can. Because what they do is they use a can opener, open it up, and Derek, what does it sound like?
You know what that means, people. It's time to give out the cranberry sauce can of honor. Good grief. So, Derek, what is the cranberry sauce can of honor?
I love cranberry sauce, so I don't think I should speak to
it. He's the one person in the world.
I like cranberry sauce. I'll eat it, but it's not like a priority for me. I think
it's one of my top three Thanksgiving foods.
If you have everything spread on the table, the turkey, the dressing, all the sides, ooh, the sweet potatoes with pecans on it, and you got the cranberry shape of a can sitting
it's
there.
It's literally been poured out
you,
of a can.
Are you going to that first?
No,
okay.
I'm not.
Okay, that's the point.
Derek,
it's
maybe.
A topper. It makes
it's
sense.
A topper of my trash is what it is.
But it can be, for a lot of people, let's just say this, it can be done without.
Sure,
you
yeah.
could throw it out and people would still.
Disagree.
Well, agree to disagree. For some people, again, we got some cranberry sauce lovers out there. Sorry, but this is, we were trying to come up with something. The cranberry sauce can of honor.
Okay.
Is something that we're each going to give to the one Disney thing that over the past year has been eliminated that Disney kind of viewed as, we don't necessarily need this anymore. And these are things that we miss. These are things that in a perfect world would possibly be brought back. Craig, what are you giving the cranberry sauce can of honor to?
Mine goes to taking away the Great Movie Ride. And really, a lot of the rides in Hollywood Studios because...
Are there any left?
Well, that's the thing. You've taken out so many things and there's nothing there yet. I know it's coming. But right now it's not there. And to take out the Great Movie Ride, I mean,
it's the one ride left opening day of the park.
Yeah, and it's so awesome.
What the park was based on.
I used to love it in the flashbacks. Of course, they had changed it over the years, and it wasn't exactly what it was at the start, but still, a lot of it was so... It's just a good flashback, good memory of all old movies and things like that. I'm going to miss it.
Well, if there's any consolation, Craig, it now has that can of honor that it can take with it. Derek, what about you?
Again, mine's going to be something that Disney has taken away this year. My can is going to go to the removal of Wishes. What's it called again?
Wishes.
No, the new one.
Happily Ever After.
Happily Ever After. It truly is awesome. But from an emotional standpoint, I feel that Wishes was better at envisioning everything that could be better about the world, if that makes sense. I don't know. And it could just be that it was one of the first nighttime shows that we saw when we went the first time. So I've got a strong emotional attachment to it. So
nostalgia does a lot to us.
You almost wish they could do both, but I know that's probably... impossible switching them in and out, but yeah, it was great.
Well, and you know, Wishes was easier to see as far as you could watch it from pretty much anywhere in the park. Now with Happily Ever After, you really need to be in the hub to see the projections and get the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Happily Ever After's soundtrack is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you're putting down Happily Ever After, but Wishes, it was sad to see go.
Right. Yeah, you're not comparing the two. You're just
Wishes.
Saying,
I mean, to me, Wishes from beginning to end, I would say it's still better than the new show.
Mm-hmm.
But the new song, if you look at it individually, it's got projections. It's got a nice new song. People love new stuff.
Right.
And so I love new stuff too, but at the same time, I don't always have to have new stuff. So.
Well, and that's a lot of what we're talking about. I mean, the changes, a lot of that is because they feel like they've got to keep bringing in new stuff and new stuff and new stuff to keep people coming back. And that's what 2019, when everything happens in Hollywood Studios, is going to be nuts. But it's just right now, in between. I mean, and the Wishes kind of goes along with that. It's bringing in new stuff, getting rid of Electrical Parade. You know, it's I don't mean to keep going on.
Well, I don't miss that. Sorry.
But I'm just saying they're changing stuff and sometimes there's not stuff to replace it. All right, Matthew, we've mentioned ours. What's yours?
Craig and Derek, y'all mentioned two things that have been around for a while. I'm going to mention something that I don't even think lasted a year, and that's the express transportation between parks. Mm. We've mentioned that we used that in July on our trip, and what it was, you paid $30 per person, and for the length of your stay, you could...
7 days.
Yeah, for up to 7 days, you could have pretty much... You'd know a bus schedule and you'd leave a park and within minutes you'd go to another park and you didn't have to go back through security. And we did that and it saved us so much time. And I was already looking forward to using it when my family went, but they did away with it. And to be honest, it was probably not popular enough to keep doing. But if you were a park hopper and looking to move from park to park, it was a great choice for those of us who like to do that. And so rest in peace, express transportation. We hardly knew ye.
Probably the reason they did away with it too is because how many times were we the only ones on the bus going from one park to the other?
Yeah,
at so half
for
the time
they've got $90 from us, and that's probably not enough to pay the driver for the whole week, the amount of times we rode it. And but I think it was a great idea.
Little did they know who we are.
That's right. And I guess the minivan, I'm not as
yes
familiar.
We're DVC renters.
Jesus. Oh, well, in that case. I guess minivan's the same premise, except you pay every time.
Yeah.
Use the minivan. It's kind of Uber. But,
$20. It doesn't matter how long the trip is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. But even with that, you have to go through security.
Right.
That was the beauty of the express transportation.
Oh, we came in and came in backstage.
Backstage. You know, we oh, man, it was awesome.
It was. But we can say we experienced
it. We did it. We were one of the few. Three of the few.
But we're, I mean, Cranberry can. I mean, there it is.
So, yeah, there's some consolation for these forgotten Disney treasures. So those are our Cranberry cans of honor.
Take that.
We have to keep doing that for the simple fact that we get to hear that once a year.
Every year.
It'll be worth it.
Yes.
Hearing Derek make the cranberry sauce noise.
And that's your favorite, Derek.
That's when it comes, the final splat comes out of the can.
That's your favorite.
Yes, because there's nothing better on a Thanksgiving table than something that's just been poured out of a can.
All right. Hey, Grandpa, you going to call the turkey?
And no, kids.
Is it coming out of a soda can?
And quite often, and often you can taste the can in the cranberry sauce.
Oh, see, that's
there's got to be high sodium in there. I mean,
goodness. We've talked way too much about cranberry sauce on this episode. It is time for...
Now, there's somebody at home, like Jim Gaffigan always does. Wait a minute, I love cranberry sauce. What are you talking about cranberry sauce?
Yeah, oh, me. Like Derek.
Yeah.
You know what it's time for, boys.
What time is it?
Grim, grinning greatness. And today, it's my turn to ask the question. Dear. Now, this is not an easy one, but here we go. What is your favorite place at Walt Disney World to eat turkey? I'll go first. I'm going to say, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I'm going to say Liberty Tree Tavern. Because not only, when I think turkey, I don't think of just turkey, but I think of everything that comes with the turkey. I think of the dressing, and I think of the cranberry sauce, mm-hmm. and I think of the sweet potatoes and the corn and the green beans and all that stuff. So Liberty Tree Tavern for me, out of all those places you listed earlier, Derek, I would choose Liberty Tree Tavern every time for a Thanksgiving feast because the setting, because I like the food at Liberty Tree Tavern, and I think the one time I've been there, the turkey was fantastic. I really enjoyed it, and it's all-you-can-eat turkey, so it's hard to go wrong there.
Well, that's true. All the tryptophan you want.
Craig?
Okay. I'll go next, and I'm going to catch you guys by surprise here. Matthew... His favorite place, it's at Disney Springs.
I'm going to be... Oh, he's taking mine.
Earl of Sandwich.
Oh, yes.
Great turkey and dressing sandwich.
The holiday sandwich. Have you had that?
Oh, yeah. And it's inexpensive. I mean, it's a great place to eat. It's not real hard on the budget. A great, great sandwich of turkey and dressing. And no cranberry sauce.
It does have cranberry sauce.
It does have cranberry sauce on it, yes.
I scraped that off.
Boo. I know. And it adds a lot to that sandwich.
It does.
Spot on. Good call, Craig. All right, Derek.
Well.
I almost said the turkey leg at Gaston's Tavern, but it's no longer there.
No, that was a pork shank. I know.
I keep saying turkey leg. That's why I didn't.
But I'm going to have sandwich. To go with it. I mean, that's the only other turkey I know about on property is a turkey leg.
Where are you getting that turkey leg?
I'm not getting it anywhere.
Where can someone else get it?
I don't know. You have to tell me.
You can get it at Prince Eric's little market back there close to the Little Mermaid. You can find them in Frontierland.
I'm not interested in a turkey
leg. You can find a turkey leg in pretty much any park.
I've not seen anything more disgusting than a human being ingesting a turkey leg.
Craig, have you had one of the Disney turkey legs?
I have not.
I'm
not a big grab a turkey leg and walk around the park kind of person.
I have had one, and it was fantastic. I love the turkey leg at Disney. My wife and I actually split it, and I've got a good picture of her white knuckling that joker.
Wow.
I mean, she was really laying into it. But we shared one, and I mean, it was really good.
And you won't have to worry about her hearing you saying she white
knuckling. No, she won't know.
But Derek's wife will.
His right. one.
My one and only.
So, you can find turkey in other places. Yeah.
Derek gave that big, long list a while ago. You can find it.
Oh, yeah. And there's, but, you know, there's turkey sandwiches at places like Sunshine Seasons and Contempo Cafe.
Does Pinocchio's Village House, does it have?
They're flatbreads. I don't think they do too much turkey.
It just sounds like that'd be a place to have turkey.
They do chicken.
I think it does.
Some people do chicken instead of turkey on Thanksgiving.
True.
Yep. Chicken flatbread.
If you're looking for turkey at the Walt Disney World Resort,
you can find a turkey, especially if we're there.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. That's enough sound effects for one day. We thank you again for listening, and remember...
Wait a minute. Before we go, Matthew, this coming Monday.
That's what I was about to say. Okay. What's coming up on Monday, Craig?
The greatest thing ever.
Episode 12.
Our first ever celebrity interview.
And that celebrity is...
Don't tell them.
You'll have to listen to find out.
Or be watching our social media, because we'll start pushing that.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And we want to say, too, that we are thankful for you, the listener, who have given us your business, your time over the last few weeks as we have started this podcast, this adventure together. We appreciate your support, your encouragement, and your comments on all of our social media avenues. We do appreciate all of you, and we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with your family in the days ahead. With that being said, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts
and hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Your ghost hosts for this episode are myself, Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
I'm Derek.
Hey, kids.
As always, we encourage you to please stay calm.
I'm a real boy.
Stay calm, Derek. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars. We won't be doing that for you. Well, guys, we are...
I'm going to start over. Derek's lost a lung over there or something, I think. He's got some turkey hung in his throat, boys and girls.